Okay, Brandon, it's a pleasure to catch up with you, and we've got to talk World Juniors here to start. Your team, Team USA, you take the gold, you score a goal, a critical comeback goal in the gold medal game. How do you describe just the entire experience up in Ottawa, what you recently just went through?
Yeah, I would say it's something I never felt before. It's a dream come true. Ever since you're a little kid, that's all you dream of is playing in that tournament. And then let alone winning it is definitely another dream come true. But yeah, like words really can't describe the kind of bond we had in such a short amount of time. And yeah, I would never gonna take that for granted, and just glad we were able to put together a win there, and it was unbelievable.
What was
So
that vibe like being down 2-1? Obviously, your goal helped part of that comeback, but what was the talk on the bench? I mean, you're that close to winning it, and then all of a sudden you're behind, what, late second period, right?
yeah, I don't think there was ever a doubt on our bench. I think we just kept grinding every single shift, and then obviously with Huddy and then Plant passing it down the wall, kind of got a lucky bounce off one of the defenders and it went in, and it kind of gave us some juice, and I think it was kind of no looking back from there, and it was like we're winning this thing. So yeah, I don't think there was ever any doubt. So
Where's your gold medal right now?
it's actually in my backpack. I gotta go take a picture with Ruzioni. So
In your
yeah. Yeah,
backpack?
we had to bring it. All three of us had to bring it today. We're gonna take a picture
Oh,
with
photo op.
Eddie Wine in Lake Placid. So yeah.
That's awesome. What a photo that's going to be. Already I can tell. I know you haven't even taken that photo yet. How special. Most people look at the World Junior Tournament and say, what a showcase for young players. You kind of make a name for yourself, or you do something individually. Obviously for you it was that, but it was also part of the team effort. Isn't it also part of the experience to just have some networking time, some camaraderie with people that you'd only ever heard about, and now maybe you're their teammate or you're going up against them, or maybe you're being coached by them for the first time?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a bunch of different personalities coming in from everywhere around the country and guys that I've never met before, and coming together in such a short amount of time, like I said, and creating the bond that we did was super special. And like I said, something I'll never take for granted. And yeah, it was just sort of awesome just getting to know each and every guy on the team and creating a bond with them. So it was definitely special.
All right, let's come back to college hockey and the season that you're right in the middle of right now. It's your first Terriers season. Your team right now, as we're talking, you've got a winning record. If you were to write one headline for your team so far this season, what would that headline be?
I think we're on an upward scale right now. I think we didn't really have the first half that we wanted to, but I think this next half is definitely we're looking forward to, and I think we started it off right the way against Vermont. So I think we got to keep playing like we have been, and I think there's no looking back, no looking back for us. So
What has this step for you been like to start playing college hockey?
yeah, I think jumping from the USHL to college, there's definitely a jump for sure, like the speed aspect and how fast and how big these players are, just because they're grown men. And I think it was a challenge that I obtained well, and I think I adapted pretty quickly to it, and I think I'm on top of my game. So yeah.
It's crazy to think that it's been about a year and a half right now since the Sharks drafted you. How have you grown as a player, even since they selected you, right? That's part of your maturation and you're continuing to grow and develop. How different are you? How much better are you right now as a hockey player than even 2 summers ago?
Yeah, I think just my mental aspect of the game has grown tremendously over the last couple of years. Just like little things about not overthinking, like don't get too high on the highs and don't get too low on the lows. That's something that I struggled with before. And I think growing over the last year and a half, I think that's definitely something I improved upon. And I think it's benefited my play on the ice. So yeah, I would say that.
All right, so you being a freshman at BU, you didn't technically cross paths with Macklin, but I imagine people are still talking about him there, certainly watching his games, right? There has to be some Macklin aura still going on over there,
Oh
right?
yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. You see every game people are wearing San Jose Sharks Macklin jerseys in the stands. So it's pretty cool to see the kind of what he left on the program and what he's doing now at the Sharks. It's pretty unbelievable, and yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
What's the talk about him, though? I mean, some of the things he's already doing, point per game almost, some of the plays he's making. Do you think people in Boston are even surprised by how easy he's made this transition look?
I don't think so. I think they saw it here and what he can do. He's an unbelievable player, and like we're all watching the games that he plays in. I think almost every game we're watching at the dorm. So it's pretty cool to see him do it, and it's not really a surprise at all now.
It probably speaks to BU a little bit too, right? Obviously, he's a talent in his own right. But the fact that your school has that ability to help prepare and mold somebody so that they could make that incredible jump, that probably speaks well to your school and your hockey program.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. And also speaks to Lane as well. I think they're both two of the top rookies in the league right now. I believe I think in points, I
Yep.
think they're 1-2, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I think it shows the what the coaching staff brings here and how we develop guys and put them in the NHL. So I think, yeah, it's amazing.
So you're watching some Sharks games, I imagine Barracuda games too. You've got your own life, you've got your own hockey season going on. How do you find time for all of this? And the hockey games, especially out west, you got to stay up pretty late to be watching those.
Yeah, we're always we have a TV in our dorm room. All of us, there's always a hockey game on, and yeah, sometimes we're not up too late, but get to catch a couple of the periods of the Sharks games. It's definitely pretty nice just watching Smith and Celebrini play.
Yeah,
it's definitely something cool, and I think not only do we just watch the Sharks, but it's every team in the league, and yeah, there's always a game on the TV we're watching, so it's pretty cool.
What is that like to have already been drafted by the team and you kind of know what lies ahead and how this goes, and yet here you are, you know, several thousand miles away across the country? Is it kind of weird to be looking at that and saying, this is exactly what I aspire to, and it just takes time and a little bit of patience to actually get there?
Yeah, I just think, like I said, growing in that mental aspect, just taking things day by day. I think that's really what I focus on. Like, you can't look in front of the future. You got to be where your feet are. And I think taking things day by day is what's made not only me, but our team successful in most recent. So I think we're going to stick to doing that. And so am I. So,
you know, there's a ton of hockey pundits out there that either are looking at you before you get drafted or after you get drafted or once you're in a team's pipeline. And this is not just unique to you. This is all young hockey players. I'm curious, in this day and age with social media and the internet and phones everywhere, a lot of that stuff probably gets back to you guys as players, right? You see what other people are saying. Sometimes, and I want to say this both ways, sometimes do you look at maybe a compliment or criticism and say, that might be right. And then other times do you look at it and say, that's absolutely wrong, and I can't wait to prove that wrong to you. How do you see kind of both sides of that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I think staying away from it's the biggest thing that you got to focus on. Like, I think staying away from that media aspect is definitely huge, not only for your mental health, but for your play on the ice. Like, if you see a bad comment or something, it might, you got to stay away from it. I think that's what's made us successful. And I think that's the most important thing. So just try to stay away from it as much as you can.
It's great advice, honestly. If you were to describe yourself then, if you were to be kind of the critic of your own game right now, where's the area that you want to grow?
Yeah, I think just pre-scanning before I get the puck is a big one for me. I've been working on it the past couple of years. I think just seeing where everyone's at on the ice before I get the puck so I can make that next play. I think that's definitely going to be crucial to my game and development. So
we've talked a lot about hockey so far, but you're also a student right now. Hospitality management, is that the major right now?
Yeah, I think me, Cole Hudson, and I think a couple other guys, but a lot of guys on the team actually are taking it. And yeah, it's not bad. I like it. I like it a good bit. So yeah, it's not bad.
What kind of school stuff gives you trouble right now? For me, it was the math. It was statistics, I think, in college especially. What's giving you a hard time right now in school?
Honestly, we took an advertising class last semester, and it was honestly pretty tough.
Like advertising?
Yeah, it was pretty tough.
You would think there's not much to that.
I know. Yeah. Just learning like the different aspects of it, like how much actually like goes into it and the processes. It was pretty tough. Yeah. I think that's the hardest class I've had here so far, but yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what else is on your agenda of classes right now? What other classes are you taking?
Three hospitality classes and then just the advertising class. So four classes altogether, but yeah, it's like different aspects of hospitality. Like one is human management. I forget what the other two are, but they all kind of like relate. They all relate to the same main idea of hospitality. So, yeah.
And I think I know where your career is going to bring you, like as a professional hockey player, most likely.
Hopefully.
but is this really an interest area of yours outside of hockey? You selected this, right?
I would say, I mean, it's all right. Like I think it's definitely a nice backup, but
sure.
It's fun.
You find it interesting. It's interesting enough. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Last couple of things here. And you obviously had a taste of San Jose with a development camp. And like I said before, it's not just watching games, but it's been tangible to you. You've put on the Sharks colors before. You've skated at Sharks Ice. How much do you let your mind go back to those days? And do you ever use that experience as motivation in what you're doing right now in Boston and with your college hockey career? Can you use some of the fact that you're drafted and you've been around that, you've seen that, to help you get to that next step?
Yeah, 100%. I think you're gonna use all of those as motivation and confidence, I think. And I think yeah, like obviously it was pretty special putting on that San Jose jersey for the first time. And I think just looking back at it, just uses confidence for me. It was one of the best moments of my life getting drafted by San Jose. I'll never forget it. And I think yeah, just try to use it as confidence and yeah.
All right, last thing for you here. You grew up a Sidney Crosby fan, right? From Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So hard question here. If Sid has a couple years left in the league, would you rather have him stay a Penguin for the rest of his career, or if he had to go somewhere else to chase a Stanley Cup, would you rather see that for him?
I don't think he's going anywhere, but I think he might sign another 8.7 or something Sid would do. But yeah, I think he's staying in Pittsburgh and he's going to be a Penguin for the rest of his life. So yeah.
Growing up in Pittsburgh seems like it was pretty special to you, huh? Like you just have some hockey connections there. Obviously, when you were coming up, it was great times for the Penguins too.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like Sid was my favorite player growing up, and I think, what was it? The Sidney Crosby Little Penguins Learn to Play program. That's really what kicked it off for me. You got dressed in head to toe with free gear, and Sid, all sponsored by Sid, and it was pretty special. Like as a little kid like that, and you get all that gear, it's like Christmas morning. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will never forgive the Penguins for the spring of and early summer of 2016 and when winning the Stanley Cup over San Jose. You're going to have to come to terms with that too eventually. You're going to have to change your mindset on that. Brandon, I really appreciate the time. Pleasure to catch up with you. And I can't wait to see you the next time you're out here in California.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.